Yo, what's up? This your host with the most, and I'm keeping it real and black. You feel what I'm saying? I need to call this show Real and Back, because god dang, every time I say I'm like, you know what I'm saying, back, I dip another 2-3 months. But the reason why I came on, because, you know, I heard a lot of my boys been talking, and, you know, this the fight, you know, already happened. You know what I'm saying? It already happened. Nate Robinson versus Jake Paul. So, I mean, as a brother, I had to come back. I was thinking about it, you know, because I was like, damn, do I need to cut? Because everybody roasting my boy, Nate, you feel me? Like, I ain't gonna hold you, man. My boy was leaning. You feel me? My nigga Jake Paul hit that boy with the Disney Channel flow and shit. Eh? You know what I'm saying? My name is Jake Paul, and you can catch these hands on Disney Channel. You feel me? But nah, I ain't trying to pick on my boy Nate. But I'm like, damn, man. I mean, if I was Nate, I wouldn't talk shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Jake Paul, you ain't nothing but a YouTuber, nigga. You ain't fighting nothing but a... You ain't never fight no NBA player and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, running your mouth. Like, if I knew, I ain't gonna say did he know. But my boy Jake Paul been, like, putting in the fucking work, too. So, more than him, though. You know what I'm saying? Because Jake Paul been boxing. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm just like, damn, man. Like, as soon as Jake hit that boy with the sleeper, I was like, oh, no. Then you got Snoop Dogg with the commentary singing the hymns and shit, trying to rise Nate back up. And I'm just like, damn. My boy went to sleep. Bro, I don't know how I feel about that, you know? Even if I was a kid, I mean, like, yo, the Twitter post, I'm doing this for all the NBA players, my kids. Nah, nigga. I mean, if I was him, I would have deleted that tweet, nigga. As soon as I got knocked the fuck out and woke up, like, yo, I ain't gonna hold you, man. I'm just geeking over here. I'm just like, damn. Like, my guy, like, wake the fuck up. Like, wake up, my guy. Like, I feel like he was on some Ready to Rumble shit. You ever seen? I mean, some of y'all old heads probably know Ready to Rumble is like a boxing game back in the day. I used to play that shit on, like, Nintendo 64 and shit. I think they had it on PlayStation 1, but boy, the way my boy Nate went to sleep, I think that nigga was tired. You know what I'm saying? He just tired of life. And he's like, yo, let me go ahead and get in this boxing ring so I can take a quick nap right quick. Damn, boy. Because I feel like that was a NyQuil commercial, to be honest with you. I was like, damn. I was ready for the NyQuil symbol to pop up, because I was about to buy a few of those. So I'm like, damn, look like Nate sleeping kind of peacefully over there and shit. But damn, man. Like, oh no, man. Like, if I was the kids, I'd be like, dad, you ain't shit, man. Like, who you doing this shit? You sure ain't fucking fought for us, because you damn sure wasn't thinking about us when your ass got in the ring. Because I ain't going to hold you. I mean, if I'm talking about fighting for my kids, I'm going all in. And plus, the way old boy was boxing, he was like trying to be all offense, but I ain't see no defense. So I don't know who the fuck trained Nate Robinson, but I don't know. He probably got some nigga off Wish, boxing lessons off the Wish app or some shit, because all this nigga was doing was just like nothing but offense, trying to go at Paul. And like, come on, bro. Like, he would just eat. Like, he was just going in. Like, come on, yo. You weren't supposed to do that, Nate. But chill out, bro. What you doing? Defense. Do a little defense. Nah. He went right in and nigga just hit him, slumped him and shit. Like, damn, man. That's embarrassing. I don't want to get it wrong, but I believe Jake Paul's like 23 and fucking Nate is like 36 years old. Fuck, that's embarrassing to get knocked out by a young blood. You feel me? A white one by that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker slapped his ass and said, boy, you better get your ass up and go pick that damn cotton. He gave him that. Yo, I feel like my boy lost his fucking, like, black card, man. Cause now you anybody gonna fucking like run up on Nate. But that's embarrassing to get your ass knocked out on TV. So you know niggas gonna be trying to run up on Nate and shit. You can see catch that nigga like at McDonald's or some shit. Let me get a number 3. And nigga be like, You Nate Robinson? Yeah, I'm Nate Robinson. So what you gonna do if I don't give you this number 3? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I even talk some shit. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I know it's fucked up. I can't talk shit, you know, because me, if it was me and I was going to boxing, I know I got the hands and shit, but I ain't going, like, talking shit. Like, I'm gonna just keep my mouth shut. I'm like, all right, cool, nigga. Like, so when I get the interview and shit, they're like, so what you think about, you know, after I got knocked out? Let's say if I got knocked out and they ask me, like, so what you think about the fight? You know, I'm like, you know, fuck y'all niggas, man. I ain't tell y'all niggas I was gonna win. You know, I said I was gonna go out there and try my best. You feel me? So, I mean, I don't know, man. The promos be mad funny, though. I guess they do it. We got, you know, the promos, you know, they be hyping it up and shit. And then the nigga get knocked out. It was just, man, I wish I was there on the commentary and shit, y'all. I just wish I was there, you know? I would've talked some shit. I like, damn, you got knocked the fuck out. You feel me? Like, I wish Smokey was in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But damn, man, that's embarrassing, bro. He said, I'm doing this for my people, man. The black guy, I don't know, bro. And you got the baby with clowning Nate, too? Come on, man. The baby, bro. He's over there clowning and doing that. I'm about to go home and fucking do the Nate Robinson challenge myself. Shit. Or, you know, when if I ever have kids, you know, I'll play a little game and say, all right, time to go to sleep. Get into the Nate Robinson position. Feel me? Sleep. Go to sleep like Nate Robinson. You know what I'm saying? You need to sleep like Nate. Ah, shit, man. Boy, I'm praying, Nate, man. Like, I know your ass ain't on this motherfucking podcast, but I'm praying, bro, that you go and fucking, like, go train another year and get your fucking, like, face back. You feel me, bro? Like, get it in, nigga. Get your revenge match, nigga. I pay money to watch that. I don't know. I can't say I'll put my money on you, but, you know, I be, like, you know, rooting for you, you know. But, I mean, shit, nigga. I guess you gotta fight somebody other than Jake. And then if you win that, then I'd be like, maybe Nate, you know what I'm saying, got this one or some shit. But, I mean, fuck it, you know. Do what you gotta do, Nate, bro. Like, fuck, bro. I don't know what you was thinking, my guy. Like, bro, like, you irrelevant now, man. Like, you, like, you a walking meme, bro. I just couldn't be me, man. I wouldn't even fought that quick. I would have waited about, like, a year and a half, nigga. A year and a half, bro. Just me personally. That's just me. Well, I would work on my offense and my fucking defense and shit. Because, bro, that fight was brutal. And I don't give a fuck. Y'all can laugh at me or not. I'm going to keep going back to that shit. That shit was fucking tragic, man. Like, that shit made my heart stop. I was like, damn, somebody get this nigga on Grey's Anatomy or some shit. They should do an episode, man. Somebody play Nate Robinson, right? And, like, you know, the characters off Grey's Anatomy try to bring him back to life or get him out the coma or some shit. Oh, my God, bro. I fucking watch that episode 100 times, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, I don't know what to say. I want to say shake it off, but, you know, I just say my word of advice is, you know, just don't go talking shit, you know, especially in school, you know, high school, middle school, fucking elementary, I don't fucking know. Don't go in, yeah, they gonna beat your ass. What's up? Yo, what's up with these hands? All right, don't worry, after school, man, you're gonna catch these hands. You know what I'm saying? They get knocked out, then what you gonna say, you know? Me, I never talk fucking shit. When before I got in the fight, I was just like, all right, whatever, bro. We'll see what happens. That's all I said, you know. But fuck, nigga, if I lost, I'd be like, all right, nigga, I ain't tell y'all niggas I was going to win, you know. But fuck. But yo, just send y'all replies back or whatever, man. What y'all think about this, man? Cause hopefully, you know, we can keep this thing going. Even though it's keeping it real and black, you know, I might say, fuck it, I'm gonna keep it real and maybe be right back type shit. So I might be gone for another 3, 5, 6, 7 months. But, you know, I had to speak on this. It was sitting on me heavy. It was definitely sitting on me heavy. I was like, damn, I gotta definitely say something. So, I mean, there it goes, man. That's my thoughts. So This is your host, The Most XP, and I'm keeping it real and black.